Début du dialogue 6.
When you walk down any high street in the UK, you used to see a pleasant variety of small shops, independent butchers, bakers, florists, clothes shops, newsagents, and so on. Most of those shops have now disappeared from our high streets. Britain's high streets have changed, and further change is underway. Economic analyst Jeff Smith is going to tell us about the causes of the changes, present and to come. Jeff, what do you see as you stroll down a typical high street today?
You see no end of cafes, restaurants, takeaways and hairdressers. You also see a fair number of charity shops that can afford to stay in town centres thanks to subsidised rents and business rates. Most of all, however, you walk past supermarkets like Tesco, Sainsbury's, Marks and Spencer's, WH Smith and bargain stores like Poundland, as well as banks and estate agents.
Many people complain that the UK high street is full of identikit shops, so that the town centres are looking more and more like clones.
Price cutting by supermarkets killed off most small independent stores. There was no way they could survive in the face of such competition. Further formidable competition came from the massive out-of-town shopping centres, with everything under one roof and free parking. These large shopping centres attracted many people away from town centres. But at present, soaring petrol prices are making motorists cut back on journeys in order to save money, so that sales at these out-of-town shopping centres are being hit.
Are there any other factors that are having an influence on changes in high streets today?
In this new age of austerity, consumers are reducing their spending, and that's causing retailers many difficulties. Some big retail names have hit the headlines recently as they've been faced with problems of insolvency. Some have gone bust. Others, like the wine merchant Odbins, have been forced into administration.
And at the beginning of this year, Britain's biggest retailer, Tesco, gave a profit warning after its worst domestic performance over the Christmas trading period for decades.
Yes, Tesco's announcement drew a lot of attention and comment. The company announced that it would stop building new hypermarkets. It said it considers that the internet offers the most profitable future for non-food sales. Now, this represents a structural shift towards online sales by the leader of Britain's retail sector. This shift from bricks to clicks will change shopping radically in years to come.
So internet sales are the way of the future? Clicks, not bricks?
Yes, it's forecast that nearly 11% of retail sales in the UK will happen online this year. In 2005, they represented only 3%.
What will be the consequences for the physical shops, those in bricks and mortar?
As sales of non-food items move online, retailers will be cutting back on non-food areas in stores. But in fact, most high street retailers are in the process of closing stores. Retailers won't disappear off the high streets completely, but they do have a tricky balancing act to manage. If they keep too many shops, the costs will erode their profits. But if they shut too many, their online sales could go into reverse. That's because the physical shop acts as a brand-enhancing showroom where customers can talk to staff or pick up the goods they ordered online.
And what about smartphones? Aren't they influencing our shopping habits?
Yes, shoppers are using their smartphones to check prices and find special offers. This M-commerce, as it's called, is a rising trend, and GPS tracking will soon let retailers know when their customers come in through the doors.
In many ways, then, it's up to the consumer to save the high street. Use them or lose them, as the saying goes.
The high street was always just about shopping, but that shopping has shifted into new areas. We've got the internet, we've got these out-of-town malls, we've got hypermarkets and supermarkets. We've not managed, or perhaps even tried, to redefine what the high street is for. So today, the model of the high street is outdated. We've neglected the high street and we've not had a vision. Vision is what we urgently need now.
Fin du dialogue 6.